No union of sport and media is closer than the one between the Olympics and NBC. NBC has the exclusive American broadcast rights for the Games, but there's a steep price and an increasingly uncertain payoff. Its Olympics coverage took the overall ratings crown last night, but it lost in 1 hour when it was head-to-head against the Fox hit American Idol. NPR's David Falkenflik reports.
NBC wants this winter's Olympics in Turin to sound something like this.
Their coach has said that as partners, you live together and die together. They have been through so much these last 6 months.
And also like this.
Gardena won at Lillehammer, and he says he really likes this course because...
But the network must be disappointed it's not sounding something more like this. NBC paid well over $600 million for these Olympics. The network says more than 170 million Americans have caught sight of the Games on NBC and its sister cable stations. NBC Sports Chairman Dick Ebersol predicted this week the network will make more than $50 million in profits. Paul Swangard is managing director of the Warsaw Sports Marketing Center at the University of Oregon. For all of NBC's claims, Swangard says it's not clear whether the network will break even.
When the Olympics go away, if people continue to watch NBC and they can entertain that population with other programming, then it's $600 million well spent. If it's another 2 years until they win a Nielsen week again, I think you begin to question why you spend that much money to win the Nielsen ratings once every 2 years.
Right now, it's hard to imagine the Olympics without NBC. The NBC money makes up more than 40% of the International Olympic Committee's total budget. The NBC deal is part of a multi-billion dollar partnership that ensures it will broadcast the Games through 2012. NBC's parent company, General Electric, is a global sponsor, and a senior executive from NBC Sports sits on the governing board of the International Olympic Committee. NBC has pushed for the inclusion of edgier games in the hope of attracting younger viewers, but ratings are down sharply from the Salt Lake City and Nagano Olympics. Through a spokeswoman, NBC executives declined several requests for comment. Meanwhile, ABC and Fox have found success by turning conventional wisdom on its ear. Instead of shying from competition, they broadcast new shows of popular programs and often beat NBC's Olympic broadcasts. Kerry Call is the scheduling czar for CBS. He says younger viewers in particular are using their remotes.
American Idol has done very well. Our show Survivor has done very well. Dancing with the Stars has done very well. Even repeat series like CSI have managed to do very, very well against the Olympics.
That's smarts for NBC. On the plus side, there's been a halo effect for other NBC programs. The Today Show and The Tonight Show have promoted the Olympics and won more viewers. Ratings have jumped at cable channels MSNBC and CNBC. CBS's Call says his network pursued what he calls a rope-a-dope strategy, keeping new episodes in reserve to try to dominate the spring season.
We didn't really put our strongest foot forward in this sweep because of the Olympics and the Super Bowl. The sweeps is kind of meant to be a representative month of programming, but with those two events, you know, it was anything but.
American audiences are drawn by U.S. medal winners, but the University of Oregon's Swangard says the Americans haven't done that well this time around, on the ice, on the slopes, or even on TV. And he says that's cost NBC viewers.
The Olympics have always been a place where American heroes were made, and that's what's been a compelling draw for consumers for decades. In a strange sort of way, and in a manufactured sort of way, that's kind of what American Idol is. It manufactures American music heroes.
And Swangard says that a continuing drop in ratings could lead future Olympics to seek inspiration elsewhere on the dial.
Yeah, you sort of wonder whether Randy, Paula, and Simon will be judging the figure skating competitions in future Olympic Games just to assure that you can attract that 18 to 34-year-old TV viewer.
One sign of the times, on Wednesday, Fox's American Idol enjoyed double the ratings of NBC's coverage of the Turin Games. David Falkenflik, NPR News, Washington.
And a reminder that you can keep up with the latest Olympics results and medals count at our website, npr.org.